Good day, I'm Julius White with your WEAA News. A major winter storm that started in the Midwest is heading eastward, where it's expected to hammer major metropolitan cities. The National Weather Service issued a blizzard warning for the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast, including Boston, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington.
What we're trying to decide is the rain-snow line, where it's going to be in terms of how much of an influence the rain's going to be. Nonetheless, in a nutshell, we'll look at a transition over to all snow later tonight, and snow accumulations we'll be looking at are around the 8-inch mark in the Baltimore area, much more further north toward the Mason-Dixon line, and yet a couple of inches less near the Chesapeake Bay. So that's what we're looking at in a nutshell with this coastal storm.
That's meteorologist Kevin Witt from the National Weather Service office, who doesn't fear an icing event.
No, not necessarily with this storm system icing-wise. What we'll see is probably some big snowflakes with some raindrops coming in, especially south of the city and along the Chesapeake Bay at first. But as I mentioned, that wintry mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain will be quickly overcome by snow, and we won't really have any issues with icing. The only icing I could see in the future would be as the snow melts over time and roadways or sidewalks that are cleared from this heavy snow that we're expecting, there's going to be some icy spots there because temperatures overnight are going to get down below freezing, and even our daytime temperatures tomorrow will be at or below freezing.
Crews are preparing roads and residents are stocking up ahead of the winter storm. State Highway Administration crews are working to get ahead of the snow, pre-treating the roads. As Baltimore braces for between half a foot to a foot of snow, many grocery stores are reporting crowds as people getting essentials and bedding down for the storm. Already, flights are being affected by the blizzard, with travelers Monday facing delays.
Flight tracking website FlightAware says BWI Airport will be the most affected airport in the country. Officials have canceled over 500 flights at BWI over the next 2 days, most of them Southwest flights. Reagan National Airport has also scrapped plans on over 110 flights over the same time frame. Over 1,600 flights have already been canceled across the nation. Nick Bovey, Washington.
In other news, a Baltimore man is facing charges after one of his sons accidentally shot his younger brother. Jeremy Silbert with the Baltimore Police says the 6-year-old boy shot his 4-year-old brother Friday night at a home in the 5800 block of Falkirk Road.
We're continuing to investigate this incident. Fortunately, the 4-year-old in this case is expected to survive.
This neighbor says she could hear what was happening at the house.
And I heard a pow noise. And then I heard a gentleman saying, yelling, why did you do that? Why did you do that? Oh, my God, no.
30-year-old Lamont Pulley was home at the time of the shooting and later arrested. The boy was last listed in stable condition. I'm Julius White on your source for cool jazz and more. WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community.